Okay, well, praise the Lord. Hope you enjoyed that worship. Is here to relax and get ready to receive from the Lord tonight, you know. And as Karen said, you got to be ready for the challenges that come up. We never know what they're going to do with technology these days. It's changing so fast, you know, with this artificial intelligence out there. And but we handle it. We do the best we can and go from there. And thank you for your patience, understanding, because you have to figure things out on the fly sometimes. So praise the Lord. So Wednesday we did a little talking about unforgiveness. And the Lord impressed upon us there's a lot of people dealing with unforgiveness still. So we're touching about a little bit tonight. And Sunday we're going to do an extended version of the sermon.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself, right? You know, one of the biggest problems with unforgiveness is people have not forgiven themselves, and they're holding on to too many regrets and challenges of the past. Now, if you think about this for a second, as you've heard Apostle Joshua say from the pulpit, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. So when you forgive, you're giving yourself a gift. Well, self-unforgiveness is a gift you give yourself to the 10th power, because the unforgiveness feeling for yourself is causing lots of challenges and problems for you. And it's scriptural. We'll go over that in a little bit here. But the bottom line is this here. We have to realize that when Jesus forgave us from the cross, in his famous words, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," everybody was forgiven. That means we were all forgiven for all of our sins and mistakes and everything that we've done wrong. And if we don't receive that forgiveness, we're not receiving his gift. We're not receiving the fact that he died so we could be forgiven. Look, let's be honest about this. Except for Jesus, we've all blown it somewhere. If we've all blown it somewhere, okay, we all need to forgive ourselves. We all look back and say, "Oh, I should have done this then. I should have done that then. Oh, this problem, that problem." But you know what? The bottom line is this. Jesus loved us enough to forgive us. He expects us to love ourselves enough to forgive ourselves. Okay? Where, Karen?
Okay, so I'm going to share screen for a minute. I'll be right back. Okay. So, Pastor James was talking about that we have to forgive ourselves and forgive yourself. And I know a lot of people will pray that prayer. However, sometimes the thoughts come back to the person of, gee, why did I do that? Oh my gosh, I blew it. And then the next day, there'll be another thought, something like, I should have done that other thing. And now look at all the challenges. And the person starts to feel bad and feel guilty and condemned. And that's usually demonic warfare seeping into the thought life of trying to make the person do the video rewind over and over and over, and the mistake just keeps being reminded of it and reminded of it, and now it's bringing on some self-doubt. Doubt and unbelief comes in. They lose confidence in themselves, and sometimes it gets to a point of shame or embarrassment, and then that leads to depression, and that leads to isolation, and then the person is not realizing that they're being opened up to tormentors. Then, you know, a lot of sickness or infirmities or attacks in your body, or sleep challenges. They can't sleep at night because they're worried and tossing, turning, and always thinking about thoughts during the night of how they need to do damage control, or how can they fix it, or worried about what other people might say. There's a lot of things that people have a hard time identifying as self-unforgiveness, and people don't realize they need to forgive themselves. And maybe they said the prayer, I forgive myself from my heart in the name of Jesus. Maybe they broke curses on it, which means that there's no more slavery to that sin, and you've cut off and broken the connection to that sin. But the demons might still bring the memory and want to come back and reattack. And that's where you have to guard your mind and renew your mind by the washing of the water of the Word of God, of who you are in Christ Jesus. That once the Lord forgives you, he doesn't remember it anymore. And we need to learn to not remember our own sins anymore, and not feel condemned, because there's now therefore no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus. So when we're being in faith, what does that mean?
Faith, factual authentication, indisputably truthful in heaven. Expound upon that, Pastor Ordner.
Well, the Word of God is the facts, right? And the Word of God authenticates and proves itself, and it comes to pass when we speak it out. And it's indisputable truth. No one can say it's not truth, because it's in heaven. And so we thank you, Lord, that when we're walking in faith, it's not going to be because of an assumption that someone thinks bad of you because you made that mistake. And even if they did, if the Heavenly Father forgave you and he fully welcomes you to have your adoption still valid as a son and daughter of his kingdom. And remember, in the Jewish law, when they adopted someone into their family, there were laws that they had to abide by. One is that the adopted son or daughter had the same inheritance as blood children. The other thing is that everything that was provided for their blood children had to be provided for the adopted child. The other thing is they took on the name of the family and were considered now part of that family, and who they were before, it doesn't matter. They are now part of that family. Let's think of that as for ourselves, that we are co-heirs with Christ Jesus, that everything that heaven has is given to us. It's ours. And God wants you to have confidence. God wants you to have love, joy, peace. God wants us to have it all. He wants us to have restored relationships. God wants us to not have condemnation. He took that. He justified us just as if we never sinned. And why are we having a sin mentality of, oh my, you know, those mistakes don't define you. It was something that was done. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are humans. And guess what? We still have the age of grace to receive that grace, to receive the the beauty of that when we cannot, God can do it for us and with us and helps us through it. Amen. So he wants you to release the shame, release the pain in your mind, which sometimes then will try to attack you physically, physical pain. God wants to help you to receive full forgiveness so that there is no persecution of yourself and the beating yourself up and kicking yourself and saying, you know, a lot of people are perfectionists. Yeah, I should have done it better. I could have done it like this, and it should have been like that. And why are we like sweating the small stuff? God loves you regardless of what you do. God cares about you, not your performance. That's really important. And that's what that factual authentication, indisputably truthful in heaven, means to me.
You know, I know every one of you, and that's where I kind of love each and every one of you.
We do.
And first of all, Paul said, I've done nothing wrong. Well, before Paul was saved, he murdered, tortured, and killed people. Okay. He knew he had done nothing wrong. He received his total forgiveness. And the other thing I want to think about is, if we were all going to take a test in college right now, and all of us got 99s, would we really be upset about the one that we missed? Because you still get an A+ on the grade, correct? Since none of us are as perfect as Jesus, let's just accept the fact that whatever problems and mistakes we've had in the past, yes, we've made them, but they don't define us, as Pastor Karen says. They are not us. They're a time we made a mistake, okay? If you are a runner, and you ran a marathon, and you tripped and fell, you got back up and still finished the marathon. Okay, you tripped and fell. You still finished the race. Okay? Don't let the devil say, hey, you tripped and fell back there. You're challenged to be a bad runner because you tripped. You know, it happens. Okay? So today, and again on Sunday, we're going to forgive ourselves and get all that junk out of our systems. Okay?
Yeah, here's a factual authentication. That's an indisputable truth that God says he loves you no matter what you did or didn't do. He loves you. So we have to love ourselves. And God's love needs to be so much more perfected in us. His perfect love is already there inside of us. But we have to let that blossom and come forth and receive it. And we have it, but sometimes we don't turn it around. We give love to others, but we don't love ourselves. You know, sometimes people do self-neglect things. Oh, they forgot to eat lunch. Well, I haven't had time to eat lunch till 4 o'clock. That's a form of not loving yourself. And maybe we need to stop and take care of our bodies better. You know, it's a form of self-neglect when someone is reaching out to other people to say happy birthday, and then on their own birthday, they don't want to do anything with anybody. That shows a form of self-unforgiveness. And we don't want a demon of self-hatred to come into our lives. And then we have to see that if we're not taking care of ourselves, is that a way that we're not loving ourselves? And that might be a form of not forgiving ourselves and maybe a form of self-punishment. And literally, people do some things that are self-sabotaging or opposing themselves, and they don't even realize it. And so we want to really start to analyze some of these things, okay? So we don't want to be in fear, which is false evidence appearing real. And Satan is a deceiver. He wants you to be afraid that you didn't do a good enough job. He wants you to be afraid that people don't appreciate you or value you. He wants you to be afraid that because you made that mistake, now that person doesn't want to have relationship with you and that they don't want to reconcile. There's a lot of things that are attacking people who need to forgive themselves. And one of the big things is fear. And it's being afraid of being rejected. And some people reject themselves. And it turns into autoimmune challenges where the body attacks itself. And someone might say to themselves, that was the dumbest thing that I did that. I'm just quoting that person. I don't say this to myself. That person would say, that was the dumbest thing I did. And why did I do that? And then they start calling themselves names and they start ranting about themselves or how bad they were. And that's a big sign if you have negativity against yourself that you might need to look, is there something you need to forgive yourself for? And maybe it was something that was very painful emotional experience. Maybe somebody was in a relationship that went wrong and they wondered, why did I get involved with that person? Oh my God, but now it's too late. And now they've gone through all the challenges of that tumultuous relationship. You know, hindsight is 20/20 because we're supposed to learn from our mistakes. But sometimes when we're going through challenges, we cannot see that we're in a mistake. And we need guidance from a pastor. We need guidance from the Holy Spirit. So it's like someone's lost in the forest and the forest ranger is in a helicopter with a bullhorn saying, I see you're lost. I want you to make a right at the next tree. Now go down to the creek and make a left and follow the creek back to town. But he couldn't see how to get to the creek because he was all mixed up. And that's how the devil wants us to be, is so afraid of stepping back out, getting back up on the horse. If you got kicked off the horse, you know, fell off the horse, and we're going to go do this again, that God gives us the ability to have redos over and over and over.
So the question you have to ask yourself is, which voice are you going to listen to? The devil saying, look at that mistake, look at that mistake, look at that mistake. Or God says, you're forgiven, and I put this in the sea of forgetfulness. Why don't you put it in the sea of forgetfulness too?
Yeah, because there's three voices. There's my own thoughts. There's the Holy Spirit's voice. And there's demonic voices. And many times they pretend to be good. And have you ever had a good idea and you went for it and then things just fell apart and it wasn't a God idea? And you're like, oh no, Lord, I thought that was you. And then you stopped and thought, I didn't even ask you, Holy Spirit, if I should do that. Bottom line, our relationship has to go back to hearing the voice of God. And do you hear the voice of God well enough? I mean, we work at it every single day. Every day. Why? Because when we hear the voice of God so well, we're guided by the Holy Spirit. We will not be afraid of anything that happens in the end times. Why? Because he takes care of his own people. He gives divine provision, divine protection. But we have to know the divine voice and prove it and not give in to counterfeits. So which voice? So, okay, if your relative that you're very close to calls you and you answer the phone and you're not looking at the caller ID because you're too occupied. You say hello, and they say hi. And you know, you know this person for eons. And would you say, who is this? Because if it was your mom, she'd be really mad. If it was your husband, oh, that wouldn't be good.
Not good, no.
But look at all the people you know that call you, and you do not have to say, who is this, right? It's because we have a connection that we spend a lot of time with that person. So we know their voice so well. And if you were in a big grocery store and heard them laughing, you would recognize them. A lot of people say that to me. Pastor Karen, I love your laugh. I heard you laughing. I knew it was you. Praise the Lord. And so it means that we need to spend more time with the Holy Spirit, because we don't know him like we need to know him.
So we operate in faith is partnering with the Holy Spirit and obeying his voice. And that is the key. As we said before, end times are coming. We need to hear him completely and totally as we go through these challenges. We can't afford to be missing and be off a degree here or there. We got to really follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And if anybody's dealing with self-unforgiveness, that may stop you from hearing the Holy Spirit correctly. So you really need to get this cleared out now. I believe end times are coming upon us. If I'm wrong, we're still going to have a lot of challenging times coming upon us. You're still going to hear from the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to apologize if I get to hear from the Holy Spirit and the end times don't come. But I still believe they're coming. Now, operating fear is parting with the demon of fear and obeying its voice, which convinces a person to commit the sin of assumption, deceived by false evidence appearing real. Okay? When somebody's in fear, when anybody is walking in any challenge of fear, that demon has the ability to influence that person. Once that demon can influence you, or that person, then that person starts obeying his voice, which convinced the person to commit the sin of assumption. And that can just lead to multitude challenges. The devil is a very talented deceiver. I say good deceiver. I mean, we're good and deceiver in the same sense, but he's talented what he does. I say this before. Remember, he commits one through the angels, and he was better than God. That's a talented deceiver there. So you're up against someone who knows what he's doing. And the way we do that is by getting so tuned to the Holy Spirit that we know his voice and the Holy Spirit's voice, and we know which one we're going to follow in Jesus' name.
Well, assumption is a huge sin that most people don't realize that it operates, because it is a conjecture of a possibility. And the demons want to convince the person that it's so true. They don't even go find out or investigate and get the evidence. And so now they are thinking that something is one way when it's not. And usually the devil does that to divide.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're supposed to believe the best of each person, right? And to think on those things that are good, that are lovely, that are true. How do you know they're true if you don't investigate? Go talk to the person and find out from them actually what happened. And the devil will also bring assumption against ourselves. And we assume that we cannot accomplish something. What? Don't we have the mind of Christ? Aren't we the head and not the tail? Aren't we above and not beneath? That's the voice of God that we need to listen to, of who we truly are in Christ Jesus. And we need to see that everything that God has made is good. Therefore, you are good. Even if we have made bad mistakes, that doesn't define us. Because once we repent, those sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus, and God remembers the sin no more. And we have to learn to imitate God and remember those sins no more. We're learning to forgive others. We need to learn to also forgive ourselves and release those memories that easily besets us.
Okay, James 1:13-15, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Okay. I've heard people say, God's trying to teach me something because they're sick or something. I said, no, God's not trying to teach you something because you're sick. You're sick because the devil's attacking you, you know. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Okay.
So here's something interesting the Lord showed me. I never thought about this before. But the devil will tempt someone who is walking in self-unforgiveness, with more thoughts of shame, more thoughts of blowing it, more thoughts of mistakes and errors. And they focus on that and they take the bait of the temptation. And then they're drawn away because they think that they can't accomplish anything because they're not able to be good enough. And so that is conceived in the person in a seed, a bad seed planted. And then the devil tries to water that. And then that person gets very challenged to be depressed. And then really, really depressed people don't have a will to live anymore.
A lot of times,
you know,
yeah, sure.
So we need to cut off that bad seed. We need to get the seed of the Word of God to replace that in us. Okay. And Matthew 6:14-15 says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And so the parable of the sower and the seed says the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one, in Matthew 13:38. And so the devil wants to remind you of the things that he's trying to plant in your brain, okay? And God wants you to know that he wants you to see yourself as he sees you, forgiven. It's done. It's over. You repented. You confessed your sin. Now cut off the thoughts. Cut off the video replay of the past. And it can't hurt you anymore.
No.
It can't, because you're free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And when you forgive, you will be forgiven. And so you have forgiven other people, but forgiving ourselves means that we have to love ourselves enough to remember that no matter what we have done, that God still loves us regardless. And a lot of people are thinking, well, I'm not good enough yet. Yes, you are. You're good enough that he chose you to be his son or daughter. God already chose us. To me, that says it right there. And we didn't have to do anything to earn it, right? And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Is there something that you think that you can't get over you know, as what Mark 11:25 is saying, that is there anything that is blocking you from becoming the best that God wants you to be? Therefore, if you will sow forgiveness, then you will reap forgiveness. If you will be careful to not sow unforgiveness, you will not reap unforgiveness. So holding on to the memory of a mistake or self-condemnation, it comes into being self-punishment and unforgiveness. And sometimes it will root into roots of bitterness, roots of resentment. And a lot of people have regrets. A regret is a form of self-unforgiveness.
Sure.
And
a lot of these regrets are blocking your prayers from being answered.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we all need to get rid of. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me.
Those of you that you feel that you need to forgive yourself. Okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For any and all sins.
For any and all sins.
That I may have done.
That I may have done.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive anyone.
I forgive anyone.
And everyone from my heart.
And everyone from my heart.
Who's offended me in any way, shape, or form.
Who's offended me in any way, shape, or form.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless myself.
I bless myself.
And the other people.
And the other people.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to sing to ourselves. Yes, I love myself with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love myself with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of my King, and I love me with the love of the Lord. I love me. Yes, I love me with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love me with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King, and I love me with the love of the Lord. So here's your assignment. Every day for a week, when you get up in the morning to go brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, every day make sure you look in the mirror before you start your day. And I want you to say, I love me with the love of the Lord, and sing to yourself. I know that sounds silly. It sounds like, you know, oh, that sounds weird. But you're actually going to start loving yourself like you should, because you're beautiful. We love you and we want you to love you. Okay. And I think that the reports we're going to get next week are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to
it. Oh, yeah. You're going to see sicknesses leave, blockages leave where you had stagnation in your life. You're
also seeing financial breakthroughs, because it stopped a lot of people's financial breakthroughs coming.
You're going to see challenges in your body disappear. So get ready, because what? Perfect love of God does what? Casts out all fear. Why were we ministering about fear? We got to cast it out. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not doing it right. Fear of not being accepted and being rejected. Okay, there's a lot of things that have to do with forgiving yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So let's get started. Are you excited?
Praise
okay,
the Lord.
So we're going to unmute people and let's see how you like that ministry. Okay, we're asking everybody to unmute, so you should be able to unmute yourself. Okay. Anybody want to give any comments? Did you like that message?
Yes.
Okay, Peter.
Enjoyed it very much. Very good, Pastor James, Pastor Karen.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
I know Shannon's being shy, but she did put a little red love heart up there that she enjoyed it a lot. So I
we red heart you back, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
No, I loved it. I did love it. It was like a message sent for me specifically.
Amen.
Thank you.
God is good.
Well, yeah,
we've lived this, so God has helped us get through this, so we want to help you too. Maria, you wanted to share?
Well, no, I was just going to say I really enjoyed it, and it really spoke to my heart, because this sounds silly, but I always forget to forgive myself.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, it's not a common.
Thanks for being so honest about it.
That's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So we can remind ourselves. So every day when you look in the mirror and you sing to yourself, God will remind you if you have to forgive yourself about something. Okay?
Just don't take it too far and be like that guy in the movie with Fireproof. Yeah, you're good looking. Yeah.
That's very true, Annie.
Self-unforgiveness, that was vain. Yes, me.
The other street. But that was a good warning. Thanks, Annie. Amen. Okay.
Anybody else want to comment? Anything? All right. We'll do communion. Thank you all for being here tonight. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And
we'll be back.
Let's see.
Did you want to say something, Gwen?
I just said, love you back.
Thank you. Love you too.
Good, darling.
Okay, so let's do another USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for
cleansing me. Of all unrighteousness.
Of all
unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According
to 1 John 1:9.
And I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
And I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Okay, so now I'm going to. Okay, give me a second here.
Here it is.
Got it.
Use this one here in the future.
Thank you. So the Lord's Supper should be honored as a lasting memorial each time we partake of communion of the body and blood of Jesus. It is not a symbol, so we do this in remembrance of the atoning sacrifice Jesus paid for our spiritual freedom, because he died as the true sacrificial lamb at the cross for all mankind. And we thank God that Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead to set us free. And Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to them saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let's partake.
And agree and receive in Jesus' name.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let him examine himself first. So eat the bread and drink the cup, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That's why we have to do the own of our sins prayer before everyone. We come to him in a clean vessel." Okay. But we take this cup now, We do this in remembrance of you, Lord. Remember that you went to the cross and took those 39 stripes. And because of that, we've all been healed by your stripes. And we receive this now in your name, in remembrance of you, Jesus.
We agree and we receive, and we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We agree and receive, and we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we don't have after service prayer, but we do have after service fellowship. Anybody that wants to stay just to visit, and those of you that have to sign off, we understand. We love you and have a good night. And look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Oh, remember,
daylight savings.
The Lord's going to stop the clocks at 2 o'clock on Saturday to get an extra hour of sleep. Okay.
Yay!
Yay!
Hooray!
It'll be a miracle.
So don't.
How about 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, don't show up to church too early.
Love everyone.
Okay. Good night,
love
everyone.
Y'all. Love y'all.
Good night. God bless. Bye bye.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
Sharon Seymour, are you still there?
Still there, Sharon?
Yeah. I'm sorry, did someone call my name?
Oh.
Sharon Seymour.
Oh, she just left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sharon just left.
Well, good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.
Blessing.
Bye.
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 Love you guys.
Love you guys.
You look beautiful, yeah. Shannon, with your hair down.
Yeah, Shannon.
Oh, gosh.
Look, how you doing, dude? We've been talking for a long time. How are you doing, Shannon? What's going on?
How are the Chargers doing, first and foremost?
No, I'm in a good space right now, okay?
We're not going to talk about it. I'm sorry.
I
keep going on, my girl doesn't. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm glad that she's interested, but we're not doing the best.
Well, look at this way. They got their bad breaks out of the system now. They can roll right now through to playoffs and just have a great time, okay?
We're halfway point. This year has been, I don't know.
Let me explain this to you. All they have to do is make the playoffs. That's all they have to do. Nothing else matters. Playoffs is a whole new season. They got a good team. They lost some really close calls, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
fine. Keep it up. Don't worry about it.
I know.
That's not your identity, man.
No, I get really into it. But this year was a little bit more challenging than last year for them. Well, I can't believe I'm worried about how I word it for the Chargers. You got me so. But
so, have you gone to the beach lately?
Yeah, I went last weekend, but Annie said that I needed to have fun, that she felt that I needed to have fun. So I went, but I had to push myself a little bit to go. It was the right thing to do because I asked God.
Of course it was. You're supposed to give yourself a break and go enjoy life. Love yourself and love the beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always love the beach, but it just wasn't like, it didn't turn out like what I wanted. I've had to push myself to go this time. So it's okay though. But it's not going to be a negative.
There you go.
Good. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Always turn it around.
Yeah.
At least you went someplace pleasant where you could just enjoy yourself and chill out, you know?
Well, yeah. And I always love that. But it was like just a little bit fast, like not enough time because it wasn't my Monday off. But yeah.
So well, at least you got some time.
Yeah.
One time we had pulled an all-nighter. We just pulled another all-nighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we broke our record. It was 36 hours without sleep this time.
Oh anyway, my gosh.
When we came from Florida, it was 24 hours of traveling, getting up at 3:33 to pray, having to pack up the hotel room, go to the last conference meeting that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to a luncheon that they had, and then go to the airport. And then we had a transfer from Tampa to Denver at 2 a.m. And then we had to sit there till 3 a.m. And it was so funny. I said, Lord, I pray that our plane is going to be close to this gate, you know, the next plane. So we get off and it said it was like four gates down. And we said, oh, thank God. So we get down there and they said, no, the plane is no longer going to be at this gate. We look, the same gate we got out, the same gate is for LA. It was the same plane that we got off. We're going to get back on. And so my prayer worked.
But the exercise is good to get up and walk around.
Yeah, it's only four things away, because I've been like in Dallas, where I had to like take a train to the next gate.
Yeah.
If Kate also
I've done that too.
Yeah. It was kind of scary because I only had an hour in between. Yeah.
We're the start app. We're helping some business in Santa Monica. We ended up getting all the records ready for a government inspection. So we worked 24 hours getting this whole department set up so this inspection would go fine.
Yeah, because we said, well, I wonder why they let go the last person. Well, we found
that's
out.
That's why, yeah.
None of the records for a year was updated, and that was what was going to be inspected.
So
they could have shut down the whole facility for 150 patients.
So we got done, and we went to someplace and got breakfast, went on the beach, just relaxed, enjoyed the sunrise. It was beautiful.
We were eating breakfast in our car, overlooking Santa Monica Pier, you know, up there on the cliff.
Gorgeous.
In our car at the park, just looking at the ocean, because it was like 3 a.m. What was open? Jack in a Box. Okay, but hey, got the sandwich.
Oh, that worked.
It's a nice way to end a really grueling time period, but just relax, enjoy the beach. As far as there's never enough beach time, as far as I'm concerned, I just love it.
When we got out there, it was sunrise.
Yeah,
and it was gorgeous.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best.
We're in the ocean.
Yes.
And so, well, at one time we said, "Hey, let's go to for sunrise on purpose this time."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to 4 o'clock in the morning, honey. I got 4 o'clock in the morning every single day. Come on, let's go. Okay, sure, dear. Whatever you want.
We're being recorded. Do we still want to be recorded?
Oh, let's stop that.
I guess.
I mean, I guess everybody can hear about